Well, the old, old Christmas story about Christ and his love. God came to the earth as a little baby, growing in wisdom and stature, just like us, experiencing everything that we experience. What a joy it is to know that God became one of us, Emmanuel, God with us. Well, I hope and pray that you have prepared your heart for the Christmas story. A lot of activities, a lot of things going on in the world, that's for sure. And we do need the peace that passes all understanding that can come upon us by accepting Christ in our life. This is a time, as we think about prayer and loved ones and all the other kind of relationships that we have. And we always close this little segment with the Lord's Prayer. And, you know, you can talk to God. It's just like the shepherds and the innkeeper way back when. You know, they realized that they could be in the presence of the living God. And God wants to communicate with you. And he wants you to communicate with him. Just talk. Oh, Lord, could you just sort of give me a little bit of your time? I got some things that I need to talk to you about today. And he'll be receptive when you approach him in the precious name of his Son, Jesus Christ. The disciples also later on, you know, as Jesus grew up and he had the disciples, and Jesus was always practicing his Jewish faith and going to synagogue and praying and all that. And the disciples, as they started following this Christ child when he was an adult, said, Lord, why do you go off by yourself? After the end of the day, we build a fire, we get a little bit to eat and we'll rest, and then you go off by yourself. Well, guys, he said, you know I'm God, but I'm in the flesh, and I experience everything you do. I get tired, I get hungry, and I need a little bit of time for myself, but more importantly, I need to talk to the Father. Can we talk to the Father? Yeah. Here's a prayer to pray. Is it a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, this is the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. But this evening, Christmas Eve, 5 o'clock, we're going to have a candlelight service followed by communion. So hope and pray you can come and be a part of it. God loves you, and so do we.